من ثقلت موازينه فأولئك هم المفلحون. Scales on the day of Qiyamah will be weighty, then they will be in prosperity. The point to be noted is, Allah Ta'ala says, whose scales will be weighty. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't speak about the counting and enumerating of your deeds. But He counts, but He talks about the weighing of these deeds. So the question comes about, what makes it weightier? If it was, the criteria was number, then we should vie and compete with each other in increasing the numbers. But by Allah Ta'ala, the thing that counts is the weight. So we need to understand and we need to ask ourselves, what is the thing that makes it weightier? So obviously it is that degree of sincerity that will make it weighty. It is quite a famous hadith. On the day of Qiyamah, one person will come with a load of sins, and his sins will be placed upon the scales, 99 registers, as far as his eyes can see, will be placed upon the pen, and he will feel to himself convinced that there is no way for me to escape. I am doomed, I am destroyed. Then a small piece of paper will be brought, and he will inquire from Allah Ta'ala, the small piece of paper, of what use is it against this 99 scrolls, 99 registers? This one small piece of paper, of what use? Allah Ta'ala will reassure him that on this day there will be no injustice done to anybody. For whatever small deed you may have, وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا, even though it may be to the extent of a mustard seed, you will see that as well. That will also be brought. So no injustice being done to anybody, that is placed upon the scale, and the small piece of paper, bitaqa, outweighs those 99 scrolls. Now the question is, what was it in that small piece of paper that made it so weighty? It is the degree of sincerity, degree of ikhlas. Sometimes we have a disturbed mind. Have I got sincerity or not? So don't wait for that kayfiyat, that feeling that you have sincerity. All you need to see, all you need to ask yourself, are you doing it for Allah Ta'ala or not? That is sufficient. Our problem is that many of us, we read up the stories and halat of the mutaqaddimeen, sahaba, tabi'een, etc. And then we wish to come to their standards. Their standards are far, far above us. One of these pious elders, he spoke one word that was additional, and thereafter for years he made istighfar and tawbah, that one word additional I spoke. And why did I speak this additional word? For that he recompensed 30 years. So to reach up to their level or to come to their standards is not within our reach. All we are asked is correct your intention. That's here and here, carry on. Correct your intention and carry on. Don't wait for a special type of feeling to dawn upon your heart that will prompt your action. No. Just correct your intention and carry on. Once your intention is corrected, that is sufficient. You don't have to wait for any special kafiyat to overtake your mind. Correct your intention and continue. These awliya-i-kiram, they impressed upon their students and their disciples the importance of zikr. Zikr-e-jahri, zikr-e-sirri, qalbi, lisani, all type of zikrs. Whether it is in the mind, whether it is in the heart, whether it is softly, whether it is aloud, all type of zikr. And just do it. At the beginning, you won't find that your mind is so attentive. You need to keep reminding yourself that Allah Ta'ala is watching. Perhaps you may say, Allahu Naziri, Allah Ta'ala is watching me. At intervals, as you're making your zikr, you say, Allahu Naziri, and you continue after that. As remember, the beginning of anything, the foundation of anything, we don't look at the beauty and we don't look at the attraction in the beginning. When you see this building, right? And one was the level, one was the stage when the foundation stone of the building was placed. The foundation stone was placed, nobody looked for the beauty of the foundation. How beautiful it's looking and what is the shape and what is the mold. So nobody looked at that. We went on displacing concrete upon concrete, mortar upon mortar, just went on dumping. But this entire edifice, the entire structure rests upon that same foundation. So the sight is not on the foundation. We aren't worried about the shape, the beauty, the attraction, the acoustics in the foundation. We just go on laying that mortar, that concrete, that steel, whatever it is, whether it is rusted, whether it is not rusted, whatever it is, but we go on just dumping that foundation, keep on placing it. So the same is our condition, that at the beginning we go on doing it, and this becomes the foundation thereafter for all the beauty that you will see, all the good that you will see, all the structures, all the buildings, everything that comes up thereafter will be upon the same foundation. Like in the building, you don't look for the beauty, you don't look for the attraction, you don't look for the charm, you don't look for anything that is going to be attracting to you. Rather, your motive is just to see that that required amount of foundation and required amount of concrete is placed. So in the same manner, just continue the required amount of zikr. After that zikr is established in you, it's well established in you, now thereafter you will see, after years, after some time, you will see the foundation that you had placed and the beautiful structure that is coming above it. So this is what is supposed to be the mindset of the salik, the one that is beginning. He mustn't look at now, why am I not experiencing the halat, kefiyat that others do experience. They have this type of halat, this type of kefiyat, this type of feelings. He mustn't be worried about it. This morning I'll say that incident of Mullah Ismail Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullahi was the 27th night, and he had seen everything falling in prostration, and he related this to his Sheikh Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib Rahmatullahi. Shah Sahib Rahmatullahi did not show much importance towards it. He just says, تِلْكَ أَحْوَالٌ تُرَبَّى بِهَا أَطْفَالُ السُّلُوكِ. These are just some kayfiyat, some feelings, some conditions that the beginners in suluk, they are nurtured in this way. They are shown these type of things and they are nurtured, they are brought up in this way. So whether you see this or you don't see it, experience these type of supernatural feats or you don't experience it, it's nowhere indicative of any progress, nor is it any indicative of any type of retrogress. Just continue your work. Keep your mind focused on the road, on the path, and continue. So the great thing is just to continue, go on correcting your niyat and continue. Mansur Al-Alhaj Al-Hallaj, he asked one person that was in suluk, what is your maqam? So he says that maqam mein tawakkul ko tay kar raha hun. So Mansur told him ke abhi tak pet ke masle se farig nahi hue, abhi tak pet ke masle se farig nahi hue. He asked him, what is your condition? What is your level? In what stage are you in? So he says, I am in the stage of tawakkul. In other words, I am perfecting this level of tawakkul, trusting Allah Ta'ala and confidence in Allah Ta'ala. So Mansur tells him that you are still stuck up with the masla that's related to your stomach. It's obvious that you are trying to perfect this tawakkul so that your sight doesn't focus on anybody else besides Allah Ta'ala. Rosy and wealth and all that, your mind doesn't go to anybody besides Allah Ta'ala. So that is for what? That is for the stomach. So he tells him, you're still in the stomach masla. In other words, now you must carry on. Don't get stuck into this. So this is meant for us, this is our halat, that we don't get stuck up in anything. We just go on. Gradually Allah Ta'ala will bring the type of stability, the type of strength, the type of might that is required, Allah Ta'ala will bring it. We carry on. Focus on the road. Have the deep confidence in your guide and continue. This article that was read shows the importance of kalima, la ilaha illallah. Now don't worry about what am I seeing now. Am I getting those kayfiyat, those feelings? You read about that Maghribi Buzurg who opened the Quran Sharif, and from each word you could see tons of meanings. Now you feel to yourself that I don't see a single meaning besides the Nahu and the Sarf that comes in Jalalain, so I haven't progressed. So obviously if you're going to compare yourself against them, you're not going to see any progress. Forget that. You just go on what is appropriate for you. The way, the style that is appropriate for you, Allah Ta'ala will take you accordingly. What is appropriate for that Buzurg, Allah Ta'ala took him in that way. What is appropriate for you, Allah Ta'ala will take you accordingly. Allah Ta'ala tawfiq naseeb.